Most studio owners decide to open their fitness and wellness businesses because they want to help people and add more meaning into their lives. Their heart is in the right place, they're great people, but scaling a profitable business that feels incredible to own and run is trickier than ever before. So where they get stuck is no one's ever shown them how to run a wildly successful business without the overwhelm and the chaos. Plus, they're doing it all alone. Until now. Welcome to the Geronimo Unfiltered podcast for ambitious boutique studio owners who are allergic to average and know they're capable of more. They're just missing the how. I'm Dozer, your host, CEO and founder of the Geronimo Academy, and together with my crew and my community of owners and managers who are the doers and the implementers, we are on a mission to pioneer a better way to own and operate a health and fitness business while building a life you love, not hate. So if you're ready to push the boundaries, level up your money, meaning and impact, and stop doing it alone, then you're in the right place. This is going to be raw and unfiltered, zero bullshit. So take a deep breath, strap yourselves in, and let's get fucking started. All right, and welcome back to another episode of the Geronimo Unfiltered podcast. I'm Dozer, your host, and today we're going to deep dive into another strategy that has the ability to transform and light a fire under your business strategy. Just this morning, I was reflecting on a lot of conversations that I've been having with a lot of studio owners. Mate, they are brilliant, brilliant people, 10 out of 10 for passion. Mate, they couldn't want it anymore. They just want to change lives, and they also want to spend some time at home with their kids, but they feel like they're stuck in a rut. Okay, let me set the stage. Answering the phone, calling the lead, making the sale, then racing down to the studio and meeting them there 15 minutes before the first class. Don't do that, by the way, which never ends up being 15 minutes. Sometimes they don't even turn up. So then you've kind of traveled 30 minutes into the studio and they didn't even fucking turn up. Nothing used to shit me more than that happening. And then you onboard them and then you're the one doing the nurturing throughout the process. You know, while the time is being spent, you trying to do that. More leads have dropped in and you can't get to those leads in time and now they're not picking up. And then what happens is your conversion rate on the sales drops, your conversion rate on rollovers aren't as much as they should be to your standard. And they both kind of hover at okay. That is what stalls your business. That is what stalls your business. You are hustling. You're putting in the hard work, but there's nothing changing when you get to the end of the month. It's still either flat or it's slow. So if that's you, keep listening and stay to the end. If that's how you're feeling and if they're your symptoms, now the core problem lies underneath that. I want you to look at your team structure. If you've ever wondered why some studios are crushing it while others seem to hit an invisible kind of growth ceiling, you probably do a better job than them, but why do they seem like they're doing better than you on the sort of growth side of things? Well, today's episode is a goldmine. We're going to dive into a high converting team formation. So the core issue here is your team structure. And maximizing the performance in those crucial conversion stages within the unit economics of how a lead turns into a full member in your business and how you can repeat that week in and week out. So the deep dive here, right, the secret sauce to breaking this cycle is what we call the dual converter format. So if you think about making sales and you think about that rollover as the first and second sales, I suppose the biggest shift that we see when we work with our studio owners is we get them to reorganize their team formation. Otherwise, it's kind of like, you know, we've just had the Super Bowl earlier this year. Think about this, like you're the quarterback, but you're also running the block plays. You're throwing a pass to yourself. You're trying to crash tackle over the line to score a touchdown. And you're basically taking on the entire defense on your own. Like, it's no wonder you feel like that. And fatted, bruised, low energy, the whole thing. You're trying to be the quarterback, the running back, the wide receiver, the coach, the owner, the water boy, everything, right? So instead, what I'm going to invite you to consider is getting some other people in two different positions. And these are both converter positions. There's the first converter and the second converter. Now, ideally, you have two towards the end. You might start out as one, okay, because you might not have, you know, the right team in place or starting out and it's just you. So let me run through this. And very rarely have we seen studios reach high six figures, $1 million plus. Like the business isn't dependent on the owner and it's making good profit. We've rarely seen that with an operator that's doing everything themselves. If you want to double or triple your membership, I'd invite you to consider this formation. The first one is having a converter on the phone. That's the first sale. So their job is to call the leads within 5 minutes, call the leads enough times and call the leads at the right time. The number, the KPI that we want to make sure that they're delivering to is 30 to 40% conversion rates on all leads, okay? Then the second converter you have at the studio is the converter that's attached to the rollover percentage. And that rollover percentage is, like I said, it's that new starter to member conversion. Now, that's not just like who comes in right at the end and throws a Hail Mary. That is someone who nurtures that newbie through this entire process. So they need to own the role over KPI. They need to know when people are training, when the newbie's turning up, the newbie knows who they are, like they are building a relationship, they are fully installing the 80% role of assistant at the studio. They are putting on a great world-class onboarding experience to create the right conditions for an ultra high conversion rate of 80%. That's our standard at the Academy. That is the standard that we drive our studios to. That is what we coach people up to in the studio. And that alone, if you get the sales cranking and you double your triple your rollover percentages to that 80%, even if the same amount of people leave you because they hate you every single month, I'm sure they don't hate you, but every single month, even if you do nothing with your churn, if you just focused on getting these two converters in place, you will double or triple the acceleration of your growth, which means all the money you've ever dreamt of and all the time that you want to have with your kids without the guilt of thinking that shit, you've got to be down at the studio and you need to take that call from that lead and just that kind of stress that piles up in your body. I used to feel that. That all goes away. And then you've actually got a real business. So you've got a converter on the phone looking after your first sale, and then you've got a converter at the studio looking after that second sale, fully installing a rollover system, forming that deep relationship with your newbie, and then turning 8 out of 10 of those into full-time members that can stay for 12 plus months and give you as much money as you want. If you get this dual converter formation right, this is what it's going to feel like. You're going to grow much faster. Your revenue will keep growing, and so does your profit. You start with the end in mind and not baking yourself in the process, so you can successfully offload it later on and peel yourself out of that workflow without it collapsing, so you can actually take the kids and your family on holiday. And in terms of the operational efficiencies, by having the right people in the right seats doing the right things, you become the quarterback now. You set the vision, you call the play, the team moves into formation, boom, and you score the touchdown every single day. Without the bruises, without the bleeding, without feeling like, you know, you're having to do everything and throw passes to yourself. Otherwise, Patrick Mahomes this year, shout out to the Americans or anyone that watches the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs needed Taylor Swift's boyfriend to throw to, or Travis Kelce, depending on. Is it Kelce or Kelce? Anyway, if someone could audio me how to say his last name at hey.dozer on Instagram, that would be muchos gracias. Yeah. In fact, our top studios have multiple converters at the studio. We used to have multiple converters per shift, mate, per friggin' shift. We used to design the roster not by based on availabilities or who's available. We designed it based on having a converter at every shift. So that way, the quarterback, which eventually became Sophie or Mel, the studio managers, when they quarterbacked a pass, as in, all right, there's a newbie turning up tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. Sam, that's yours, okay? I want to make sure that you roll that person over. This is the angle to talk about. You know their why because it's in the newbie folder. Throw the pass. Boom. That's the pass. Sam can catch that and score. It used to feel weird if a shift finished at the studio, at either one of my studios, and there wasn't a notification in our WhatsApp channel that there was a rollover. It used to feel eerily weird, like when you drive down the main street and there's no one around. It used to feel weird. So anyway, you're like, all right, Doze, I get it. Converter on the phone, converter at the studio. I get it, dude. Cool story. I ain't got no one. I don't have anyone to do that yet. All right. These are the kind of three stages I would go with, okay? Firstly, it's I go, we go, you go. So this is the order that I would do this in. Firstly is sales. First, you get good at sales. You get to the 30% and eventually you would have made enough sale at the 30% conversion rate that you know exactly how to coach someone on how to do it and you can hold them to a certain standard on that. When they hit a snag and they can't get there, they can actually come to you knowing that you've actually done this before, right? So firstly, you made the sales. And then you move to doing the sales and the rollovers, which might be where you are right now. So while you're maintaining the sales volume and the velocity, now you start getting good at rollovers. But knowing that, it's not going to be you forever. So don't try and hard bake yourself into this process. It's just you start it, get good at it, find your groove, find the way that your members in your particular area like to do it or whatever it is. You've done the first 3 or 4 waves yourself. You've achieved about a 60% rollover. You know it's not the 80, but it's probably going to be because of time. But you know that, right? And you've done that more than once, so you haven't just fluked it. You need to prove it first and know how to do it so that you can train someone else. So now you've got the sales rolling and you've got the sales and rollovers happening, okay? Now, they might not be at like record-breaking levels, but they are good enough to know that, okay, like I'm going to become the constraint. The big dog said this, I will become the constraint, and that's when I'm going to start to bring some people in. So you will find that you hit a time constraint. As you make more sales, you need to keep ensuring the lead flow is still happening, and now there's more people to roll over. Okay, so eventually, if you fill one wave of 10 people, two waves of 10 people, three waves of 10 people, four waves of 10, then now you've got 40 people that you've got to keep tabs on that are all at four different stages of their rollover process, and make sure the lead flow is happening, and make sure that you're making sales at a certain conversion rate. You've got to start to delegate so you can elevate. Okay, you need to start replacing yourself. I'm giving you permission, dude. You need to start replacing yourself from some of this stuff. Otherwise, you never get to the point that you want to get to, that you are truly capable of. Trust me, okay? Trust me. I want to help you build a business and life that you love, not hate. So the first thing is admin. Get rid of the admin. If you're still doing admin, hire an assistant. Okay, I have a full guide on how to do that. If you need help to hire an assistant, reach out to us and we can help you with that. And then that way you can delegate and offload about 20 hours of low value tasks that you don't need to do, replace that with high value money making tasks. So let's say you've done that. You've offloaded 20 hours, that's or 10 hours or 20 hours of assistant stuff. Now with that time, you make more sales and you do more rollovers. So you create more money. Then the second part is like you'll fill up that time as well. You've got a choice. Do you have someone who's a closer in the studio, like that second conversion that you can start to bring in, or is it more likely that you've got someone who can be remote that can do the sales? So you've got a fork in the road there. You've got to replace one of them, right? Is it the front end sales, the first converter who can be remote? It can be your brother's, sister's, dog walkers, whatever, and we teach them how to do their sales. Or you might have someone at the studio who's looking for a bit more that you can bring on board as that kind of in-studio converter that you can throw the pass to. So you need to make that choice, right? Then you show them how to do it. That's the I go. Model it because you have been doing it and you know how to do it. Then get them to try it working alongside you and you coaching them on the spot and weekly one-on-ones. Remember when I was telling you the story about how I trained Pip on how to do sales? Bro, I was right next to her. I was like, follow the fucking script. Pip, follow the fucking script. Like I was like chopping up and down. And then, yeah, she hated it at first. But let me tell you, what she didn't hate, the water views that she had in her new apartment in Balmain, for those of you in the city. Like, and now, like I said, down at the park, she's got her own business now, PT, like those skills that she learned by coping with me, teaching her, coaching her on how to do sales. It's a life skill that we've now loaded into her operating system. So model it, coach them, track the numbers every single week, coach up. So that's the way you go, right? You're doing it with them. Then once they're at a level that you don't need to be so hands-on and they are hitting their KPIs and they're probably saying to you, all right, dude, all right, thank you. I've done it. Like I can do it now. See ya, bye. Then you can release it from your process. That's the you go, right? And all you need to do is just check in on the KPI to make sure that he or she is hitting that number every single week. And if they're not, then you know how to coach them up. Now repeat that process until you have two converters in your model. Now you've got the dual converter formation, two converters hitting KPIs. You're the quarterback and you've got two people to throw to all day long, all night long. It is a game changer if you're stuck at growth and you don't know how to get your team aligned. So if you don't have anyone, right? We get a question, someone says, well, what if I don't have anyone? Then it's you. Like then it is you. Like it is your business. It is you. Start hiring. Start hiring towards that. But again, check in with your current team. Have a quiet word to them. Don't announce it at the next team meeting. By the way, you should be having team meetings. If you don't, definitely need to message me. Countless times owners who are like 10 out of 10 for like super smart, super passionate. They just want to help people, right? Countless times they think they don't have anyone at the studio. But as soon as they actually cast a vision that's big enough for people to see themselves in, they get excited by it to unite the team. Surprise, surprise, hands go up, right? Side chats happen after that chat and going, actually, I'd like to find out a little bit more how I can contribute to helping you change 10,000 lives in the local area. And you're like, oh shit, I didn't even know that. Yeah, okay. And then this is how to do it. The people that I turned into high converters had never done it before because it's a process. That's the good news. You don't need to be born with some sort of a gift, right? But they were willing and quite frankly, they needed more money. So there's a way that you can do that. Otherwise, you just hire one, right? Ask around, post in your community, email out, put it on socials, post a job ad. For our community, we've got some examples of a salesperson ad, an example of an ultimate sort of rollover person ad and that kind of stuff, which we do for the members of our community. If you want one, reach out to me on Hey Dozer on Instagram and we'll go from there. That is what I want to encourage you to do, okay? All right, so now you've got your two converters. You've got the dual converters in place in your business, even if one of them is you. What should the process look like? Okay, so the salesperson, the first converter is in charge of the sales KPI. So they call the leads, they make the sale and they send them down to the studio, okay? Good people down to the studio that are going to pay full price and be here afterwards. You want to make sure that there's a little bit of a healthy tension between the first converter and the second converter because that's how you're going to know that you're growing fast enough. That first converter is in charge of conversion rates and low refunds. So I would put in place a 10% max per wave refund rate. But salespeople need to sell, okay? So you got to make sure that your lead flow is on point to feed your first converter. Then your in-studio converter is accountable for hitting the 60 to 80% conversion rate, rollovers, each wave consistently. Not some weeks, not just the small weeks, but the big weeks all the time. Running group induction, running your kickoffs, contributing to and eventually running the pipeline parties. They need to know each newbie story, their real why, like dig, dig, dig. They need to be wearing a scuba gear, you know, to get that deep on everyone's kind of story, because that's what's going to make the bond so much stronger. They need to run the newbie folder. They need to make sure that every single trainer knows and aware of the newbies in each sessions. They need to be having the convertible conversations to roll over. They need to run the newbie protocol within the first three sessions. They should be executing something like the starter pass, which we have in our academy. Once they do that, and you got the first and second converter in place, let me tell you, mate, you are flying and you're playing three or four rounds of golf each week and spend more time with your fam. It is just like oxygen comes back into your lungs. You can sleep at night. You're making more sales. You're not stressed out about the bills that you've got to pay at the end of the month, or you can't keep your good trainers because other gyms are poaching them and all that kind of stuff. Like all that shit goes away. It goes away. Right. The first step is, and I want to encourage you to think about, is assembling a team. So you delegate to elevate, right? Open your mind to that. Again, every day I talk to studio owners, brilliant, passionate, but stretch thin. You know, it is easy in this world to feel overwhelmed, undervalued, and to be honest, lonely as fuck, right? Do you agree? Because you're playing every position and the growth just always seems like it's just a little bit out of reach. If this is you, here's my challenge. Rethink your role. Are you the quarterback of your business or trying to cover every inch of this field yourself? Take 10 minutes, reflect on this, reflect on your strategy, reflect on your vision, right? We did episodes about that I'll link in the show notes. Are you setting someone else in your team up for the pass, for the touchdown, or are you still trying to do it all? And ultimately, are you ready to transform a one-person show that's clearly not working into a Super Bowl winning team, into a Super Bowl winning team? That's what I want for you. That's what I want for you, okay? So to recap, if you're not growing fast enough, if you feel super stressed, if you feel like you're spread too thin, I'm going to encourage you to think about having two converters at the studio eventually, okay? We've gone through what edge converter would do. We've gone through how I would install this in my business if I were you, which order to do it in, the numbers to hit, the processes to follow, even down to what to do if you don't have one currently. With the right people in the right seats, I have full confidence that there is no limit to how far and how much you can grow. I hope you found that episode useful. If you have someone to share that to, someone else that's kind of struggling with the symptoms that we talked about, please share it with them. I'd also love to hear your feedback of how you might have tried this at the studio or how you are trying it. Again, just message me on Instagram at hey.dozer because I love hearing from you. And like my big thing since the heart attack is I want to make the biggest impact I can on the world. Okay. So that's what this podcast is all about. So I want to hear from you. I love hearing from you guys. I love hearing when we do finally meet that you've listened to all the episodes, you've tried this and it's working, this, that, and the other. So like, I've got no problems giving you a hand in my DMs. Like we'll shoot some audio messages back and forth. So it's genuinely like a favorite thing that I love doing throughout my day, throughout my week. So with that being said, team, that was today's episode. Think about it, do something with it, and reach out to me. Okay, bye. Thanks for tuning into today's episode. If something resonated with you, then do one of two things. Either leave a review or send this episode to a mate who's in the industry who might need to hear this. But if you want more right now, because your head might be spinning and you're like, all right, those, that, what the hell do I do right now? Then in the show notes, you'll find a link to where you can book in for a free 15-minute checkup on your studio, where we get to have a look at how you're going right now and where some of the kind of quick win opportunities are to get you moving faster. I can't wait to be back in your ears next week. And if you're listening to this right now, I want you to know that I love you, I appreciate you, I'm grateful for you, and I'm in your corner. You are on the right track, and I believe in you. So keep going, and I'll see you next week.